A Jet Foundation of New York has given $537,000 to the courts for a project titled Enhancing Public Safety, Effective Justice Strategies. During the next 2.5 years, partners will work to keep freed inmates from being sent back to prison and help develop alternatives to prison to alleviate high incarceration rates and costs. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says the project will build on the work already done by so-called problem courts that address issues affecting offenders, including drugs, alcohol, and domestic violence.
This is not for releasing people who would be dangerous to the public. It's to provide for alternatives that are consistent with public safety and at the same time reach underlying issues. And then the public safety is further protected by this person not repeating offenses.
Corrections data shows that the state prison population is up more than 23,000 inmates, double that of the previous decade. Chief Justice Abrahamson says courts are just one part of tackling the problem, saying law enforcement, legal professionals, and county governments are also essential in keeping offenders out of trouble. A recent study shows more than a third of Wisconsin's released inmates end up back behind bars within 3 years. Abrahamson says as the project continues, they'll implement new strategies on a county-to-county basis. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.